He won. Yeah, well, 68. I don't remember 68 very well. All right, so say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off last on Kuf Tzadik Hey, last two lines. K'chol sha'adam mischadid yoser, more that a person goes ahead and literally is able to, it sharpens his ability to contemplate more. He becomes more thoughtful throughout the entire day. He's able to take something and to break it down to its root causes. Liros mimahu morkov, ma'okol, to see what is he made of, ultimately what does he encompass. Yeshnam anoshim, page Kuf Tzadik Vav, she mazminim dvarim, so there are some people that literally order things and they're not even sure what it is exactly that's included in the order they made. He'll give a mashal for this in just a little bit. So after they go ahead and they order something, or you know, again, after they agree to something, they realize, my gosh, there are so many of these other things that are dependent on this one thing I just agreed to. Hey momrim, lo chashavti shezeh lo kalul. I never thought that this wasn't included. So they ordered, he'll give a mashal just a moment. They ordered something, they thought everything was included. It's, oh, I didn't realize this is not included. Lama lo chashavta. So what happens? So a person says, oh, I never thought about this. So why didn't you think? Ki lo chashavta. Because he didn't think. Ki chashavta shezeh lo kalul. Pashut lo chashavta. Because sometimes in life, the answer as to why sometimes you make mistakes is just as simple as saying, we just didn't think. It's not like a misunderstanding, or it's not like, you know, I thought it would be like this. It's just simply, I just didn't think. Had I thought beforehand, I definitely would have had a different perspective. Yeshlam harbe anashim. So listen to this. Listen to this, mashal. There are many people. Shekonim dira chadasha. Buy a new home, literally over here, a new apartment. Him osim cheshbon. So a person makes a calculation. Chaser lahem sikum kach vekach. Velochim mashkanta ali yisera. So what happens? The apartment is going to cost about 500,000 shekel. I only have 300,000. So what happens? I'm going to take a mortgage for 200,000 shekel. Okay. B'sha'atova he mikablim mafteach, right? Baruch Hashem, I get the key. What happens? Well, the fast out, be'iz kabbalas ha-mafteach, he maschilim lachshov. And amazing, so what happens? I get the key, I'm about to go to the bar, and I think to myself, ma'im mazgan. The truth is, what about air conditioning? Right? What about air conditioning? O ma'im hamita she'ina mat'ima l'rochav shalach idra chadash. What about the fact that I just realized that the dimensions of my bedroom in my current apartment are different than the dimensions of my bedroom in the new apartment, and is my bed going to fit in my bedroom? Pitom he migalim shenidrashim lam liftoach od arboim elef shekel, shekel tosefes, amashechishu balsos. Suddenly they realize, my gosh, I now have another 40,000 shekel expense with the air conditioning, with getting a new bed, right? Eich zekara. So how did this happen? All right, how did this happen that a person just realized about the air conditioning, about the bed? Ma'od pashut. He says it's very simple. Listen to this. It's actually very cute. He says, Hachom ha-globali lo hishtana b'shana v'cheti shememtinu lebnia hadira. So it's not the pshat that global warming caused the world to get much warmer, and that's why I'm thinking about air conditioning now. He says, Umamela hatzarech mazgan hayadu amrosh. I knew from the beginning that I was going to need air conditioning in the apartment. Hey, pashut lo chashvu. The answer again is very simple. A person just literally didn't think. Just didn't think. If a person would have thought from the beginning, what's involved in the purchasing of an apartment? A person would realize there are many different pieces. Alo sadira, the cost of the apartment, matvach, mas rechisha, ribis ala avas mi abankim, and la'achar mikan hovala, verihut shiyat im ledira chadasha. So if a person would just sit down and think, they would literally understand all the things associated with purchasing an apartment. A person has to go ahead and pay tax. A person has to pay interest on the mortgage. A person has to think about decorations. All the different things that are necessary for an apartment. Nachon hu yachal la'agia l'maskana shebishlaf rishon hu ya'avir esariot hayashon ula'achar mikan yischadash aval kol zetzarech lios la'achar machshava bedikas hanidon v'achlat. It's true, a person could decide, you know what, right now, I'm just going to take my old decorations from my current home and I'm going to use them in my new apartment and I'll get new stuff later on. But a person still has to think. Hadugmaos hin rabos in Sapur, right? There are so many examples of this without number. Hanakudi achas, but it all comes back to one central theme. Lehisragel kishenechnasim leinyan livdok also. That's when we enter into something, when we begin something new in life, it is so important that we think about it. Lisponin mahu kolo, to think about what it includes. Lifarik also legar mahaktanim brios shenitan, to break things down into smaller causes. Va'az lakachas es kol ha'pratim she'eskalu l'neged einenu. V'livdok osam, and then to take all of those individual details and to examine them. He says, kol prat eis eich mistadrim also, and to think about every single detail, how do we organize it? Bevadai sha'adif la'asos zos bedvarim shehem yosher ma'asim la'adam upachos lehisbonin b'mechuzos rechokim. Obviously, it's important to apply this process of just thinking to things that are much more day-to-day practical and not as worry as much about far-off issues. What he's referring to over here, by the way, and this I always find is interesting, people love to talk in general, but people love to like philosophize. You know, do you ever think about this? Like people love to deal with existential questions about existence and this, that. And you know, a person could have an hour conversation about it. And what? What happens at the end of it? Nothing. Right? Nothing. So it's very interesting. It's an intellectual exercise. It's philosophical exercise. It's very interesting. You know, they say that there is only one thing that philosophers produce, and that is more philosophers, right? I mean, again, because, and now again, I'm not, the study of philosophy is very important, but at the end of the day, a person could lose themselves a little bit in just the world of philosophical contemplation. A person has to apply this, so when we speak about being a thoughtful individual, we're not suggesting over here, spend all of your time contemplating the mysteries of the universe, and how the Ribono Shel Olam came to be, and what we're talking about here, applying this process of thought to basic activities of daily living. Why do I do the things that I do? How did it happen? What are the root causes? I'm about to do something. Before I do it, I should think about it. I should analyze it. What is this going to cause? What are the cause and effect? So he's just saying, again, nothing wrong with the philosophizing as well, but make sure I don't miss the mark and make sure to apply this to my day-to-day life. Lefamim adam ohev machshava regua. Ein lo koi o ein lo koach lihikonis lelachatz mea machshavas amashu chave bechayov. No im lo lakachas davar zar elavulu sponi bolafariko. So gam baze yeshu alas. You know, sometimes people love philosophizing also because sometimes thinking about the greater existential issues of life is a way of what? Not dealing with my own day-to-day personal issues. So he says, just make sure, again, nothing wrong with the philosophizing and nothing wrong, ultimately, again, with the dealing with the greater issues, but make sure to give significant thought. More importantly, spend the bulk of your significant thought contemplating your day-to-day existence. Ad sha'adam magir lematzav she'esragal she'chayim nefalim mitzios mikom achshava, until a person gets to the point where ultimately, again, they feel that their life is really governed by the Kwach HaMachshava. Hisboninos v'iyon HaKamashu Po. So we'll say the idea is that I should become a thoughtful, contemplative person in all the different areas of life, in everything I do. HaTachlis Yikimo Sha'amru Sha'amarnu B'tchila Lo Rak L'Galos Mishna Zehirus Shelo Lipa B'mokshe HaChayim Sh'negrama Mei Machshava. The idea over here is not just simply to avoid the mistakes that come about as a result of a lack of thought. Ella, page Kuftatik Zayin, Be'ikr Lafoch Esa Adam La Adam Misbonin, Ma'amik. I will say the goal over here is to become thoughtful, deep, contemplative people. And not about philosophical issues. That's fine as well. More about just day-to-day life issues, about the things that I do, the way I behave, the actions I take. Shemitoch Hisboninus V'ha'amaka, because from his boninus, his contemplation, and a looking deepward into my actions, yagia l'mekorios hamachshavti shebesocho. But remember, what's the goal? The goal is to discover my inner eye. That's the goal, to discover who I really am, my inner I. And the only way to really discover my inner I is to really be a thoughtful, contemplative person about the way I live my life. To think about the things that I do and try to understand why I did them or why I do them. To think before I act and to try to understand, A, why am I about to do this? And B, what are the ripple effects of this particular action? Kichon sha'adam yechadeid es machshavosav bedvarim she'eino rogel lachsholeim. We'll say the more we could habituate ourselves to think about things that we don't normally think about, kach yigale yoser v'yoser mekorios b'machshavto. That will allow for a person ultimately to discover more and more about the base and the depth of their thoughts. Until what happens? Until ultimately, we'll say, like anything else in life, if you're, you know, behavioral modification, if you condition yourself to act a certain way enough times, then what? Then that will become your default behavior. Again, so how do you become a thoughtful person? You literally force yourself to think every step and every turn of life. Why am I doing this? What will I gain from it? What will I lose? What's motivating me to do it? Should I do it or not? And again, and enough times over and over and over, a person will become a thoughtful individual. O'az, yeida ne'emana, ki alo ala derech ha'mavil gili ha'ani ba'apnimi shevikebo. And one thing is for sure, that once a person becomes a thoughtful, contemplative individual, one thing they can be sure of, which is, they are one step closer to discovering and revealing the inner I that each of us possess. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Pick up a Meretz Hashem and Perek Yud Aleph. We're actually almost finished with this sefer. Okay.
You can start again.
I'm sorry, we can start again. I'm sorry. Well, no, we'll go on to something else. Meretz Hashem, but we'll see. We have a little bit of time still. I'm sorry. There are other things. I'm not for sure.